Hey guys, Shane back here, and today we're going to talk about Apollo. Apollo is the Olympian god of the sun and light, music and poetry, healing and plagues, prophecy and knowledge. He was very handsome and usually appeared as a bronze-skinned youth with golden hair tied into a bun. He would also wear a laurel wreath as it symbolizes victory, and it is also one of his symbols. His other symbols include the lyre, the bow, and the raven. Today's story, we will talk about the defeat of Python and also Apollo's lovers. Many sources tell us that Python was a giant snake sent by Hera to terrorize Apollo's mother when she was giving birth. Because Apollo wanted to avenge his mother's plight when he was grown up, he chased the giant serpent to Delphi, where the Greeks considered the center of the world to be. There, he defeated Python with a single golden arrow and later took the place as his own oracle. Many people and heroes would eventually come to the oracle for advice from a priestess named the Pythia. Apollo could be a very flashy and jealous god sometimes, and many of his lovers are nature spirits who were terrified of him. One important story is about Apollo's pursuit of Daphne, who was a dryad. A dryad was a nature spirit, one of the many born of Uranus's blood when Cronos crippled him. Daphne was a particularly beautiful dryad, and whenever Apollo saw her, he felt immense bliss. One day, when Apollo was strolling through Olympus, he saw Eros, the god of procreation and love. Eros often appeared as a child with a bow, and you might know him as Cupid, which is his Roman name. Despite the harmless look, Eros could be very deadly, as he had tiny arrows of love and hate which could sway people's emotions. When Apollo mocked Eros's small bow and arrows, Eros grew bitter and cursed Apollo. When Apollo saw Daphne the next day, Eros shot an arrow of love into Apollo's heart and an arrow of hate into Daphne's heart. Immediately, Apollo started to chase the poor dryad, and Daphne began to run. Apollo was a god, so he was faster and stronger. Daphne knew the two, and so she prayed to Mother Earth to turn her into a tree. Instantly, she changed into a grand laurel tree, and Apollo realized what had happened. He wept and sobbed and finally decided to honor Daphne by creating laurel wreaths, a symbol of immortality and victory. That brings us to an end of today's episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Make sure to stay tuned for the next one on Apollo's twin sister Artemis, goddess of the moon. Follow me on Twitter @shortmyths.